The idea of building a natural gas storage hub in the region continues to gain traction. West Virginia University is set to release a report this week that explores the geologic possibilities of storing liquid natural gas products in underground. Natural gas industry players and researchers in the Ohio Valley gathered this week to hear about results of a new study exploring possibilities of building big underground gas storage systems in the region.
There is a true opportunity in front of us, and the time is of the essence, and we don't want this opportunity to slip through our fingers.
Director of the West Virginia University Energy Institute, Brian Anderson, spoke to about 100 workshop attendees. He says the WVU study found three types of geologic formations in the region where gas products like ethane, propane, and butane can be stored. The goal of such a system would be to create reliably priced, steady sources of feedstock for the petrochemical industry, a move researchers and lawmakers hope would lure industry to the region.
There have been a lot of innovations in smart manufacturing, efficient manufacturing, and lower environmental footprint manufacturing in the chemical sector that can now be rolled into a new rebirth of the petrochemical industry in our region.
Anderson and other industry experts are hopeful that tens of thousands of jobs could come with industry development. They say building out a gas storage hub is the first step to making that possible. Anderson says now that areas have been explored where gas could be stored underground, the next phase of research, which has already been funded, is exploring how to engineer such a hub. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania.